We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. From the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
I think if we can clean up the things that we can control, that's going to give us our best chance. I mean, we hurt ourselves more than anybody. Like today, I never felt like they really just flat out stopped us. It was always something when we had a drive where we didn't do anything on offense. Defensively, we did a lot better job as far as guys doing exactly what they're coached to do. But at the same time, we do enough wrong that it hurts us. And it's like if we could just figure out a way to put one together and just never know what's going to happen. That's why you got 24 hours to feel sorry for yourself on this one, and you better just move on in the next one because, we're going to go on the road, and we got to find a way to get things cleaned up, and we got to play a way, way cleaner game than this. I know that.
All right, well, listen, I think everybody that's out there right now that is listening to us understands that 5 turnovers, 17 penalties, you're not beating anybody in the league.
Would they lose by 40 after you said that?
No, actually.
That's the scary part. They didn't lose by much, and they had all that happen to them?
Had a chance to win that game after Matt Moore brings them back in the second half after a Cutler concussion at the half. But, I mean, I just, right off the bat, 5 turnovers and 17 penalties, almost a team record.
It was ridiculous. And the crazy part was, if you saw the report right when the third quarter started on the TV, report, and the sideline reporter said that there was such booing while the Dolphins were going in, that's why they thought the quarterback change happened at first. They thought on the broadcast at first that the quarterback change happened because of how bad Cutler was playing and what was going on. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, by the way, he's in the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Matt Moore's coming back out here.
Well, it's just, the coach is trying to somewhat, like, now if we do this and that, you're 4-6. It's the same problems. It makes coaches look bad. The makeup of this team has just never clicked for whatever reason. This whole thing does need to be at 4-6 and a loss to a terrible, terrible Tampa Bay team. Just, they tried to give it right back to you. They really did. Even though they didn't turn it over. Can you imagine one team in the NFL turns it over 5 times, the other doesn't turn it over, and you have a chance to win that game?
No, I know you
can't. That game's actually tied with a couple minutes left. And then, of course, the defense can't get one stop at the end of the game. Although, and people, you can get on every part of this team because they haven't played a consistent game yet on either side of the ball where you just left and went, okay, we finally got it going. It's been a real disappointment. A lot of the same guys from last year, at least offensively, it looked in the second half a little bit like last year with the big plays back in. But overall, I'll tell you what, I said this before, and I feel real strongly about this. We're going to have to get emotions out about how we feel about people and evaluate. And I'm all for relationships mean a lot, but production means more.
Yeah, at this point,
relationships are great. Production means more. And being honest and not being emotionally connected to guys. We're all guilty of it, man. I've been guilty of it in the past. Certain guys say, hey, no, Joe, no. And I think it happens to all coaches. You think you can turn a guy around or you had him before. And I just think there needs to be some real, and by the way, I'm not, don't think this is just at Adam Gase. This goes right up to Mike Tannenbaum. I mean, they all got to look in the mirror and go, okay, we can't be attached mentally and emotionally. We got to look at this thing. How did they play? Because there's you got to go back and reevaluate a lot of things. This season has been, for me, that disappointing. And I know what's happened. I know about the hurricane. I know about Tannehill going down, and all of a sudden you got to change everything, and things are a lot different.
Add a new chapter with the Ray Maluga stuff over Maluga. The weekend, too.
Yeah. You had a crazy first week out in L.A.
What's up with the linebackers? One goes AWOL, another one goes kind of crazy in a club.
I don't know.
I'm in that linebacker room.
And then you go back and you evaluate every position, and are we getting better at that position? And if we're not, then I go back and I evaluate individual coaches, because it makes coaches look bad when their players don't get better.
Well, how many positions right now, from what you've seen this season, 10 games in, have gotten better from week one to today? What positions?
Not many.
No. If any.
Not many.
No. Offensive line, no. Wide receivers, Tight end, no.
I've actually wondered why we don't target Kenny Stills more.
Look what happens when you do.
I sat yesterday going, wow, that's why, if you're wondering, that's why he gets paid the big bucks, like for games like that.
8 targets, 7 receptions, 180 yards, 61-yard touchdown. Joe, come on.
You know what that comes from? It comes from Matt Moore looking for Kenny Stills.
That's it.
What are his two big games he's had?
Matt Moore's quarterback. There's your comment.
Rolling out, knowing where Kenny Stills is.
That's it.
Anyway, I know there's a lot more to it, and I'm not sitting here. I am sitting here actually doing Monday morning quarterback.
But we have to. Look at this game yesterday.
But it's bad. Haven't played a complete game all year. And again, as bad as you were, Tampa Bay was begging. That you talk about that. They blow that game yesterday and end up losing on a last-second field goal. How embarrassed are they when their coach gets on the bus to the quick airplane trip back to Tampa Bay and going, they turned it over 5 times and had 17 penalties.
And we lost.
And we lost.
Yeah.
How bad are we?
They're pretty bad, too. You're right. They tried a couple times during that game and say, come on, just take the game.
Yeah, take it.
Take it.
We know you were bad in the first half.
Yeah, here you go.
And you haven't been great in the second half, but go ahead. We're going to show you why we're not very good either.
Yep.
And then, of course, if you missed it, the Panthers lose late last night. They lose 3-2 in Anaheim. And then the Pacers come into town and beat the Miami Heat by 25 points.
You ever heard of Miles Turner? Because if you haven't, just watch
it. Actually a good young player.
I know. He's a very good young player.
21. He had a huge game. But there were two numbers that if you watched the game, you didn't watch it. First of all, the Pacers, the Indiana Pacers starting lineup, outscored the Miami Heat 90-44.
Yeah, that's not good.
I never even heard of that. They more than doubled them.
Yeah, not good.
They damn near beat them with just their 5 starters.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go Deion Waiters, who's the best offensive player you have of the 5 guys playing right now. He's 0-10 as a starter. And then you look at the numbers. Dragic was way off his numbers. And Winslow, what was he, 2-5
yep.
and had a couple of points and – it's just bad.
No, it's just bad overall play yesterday.
And they had a great
everybody.
Win. Had a great win the other night
yeah.
in Washington. Had a really
Wayne
good
Ellington.
Win.
If it wasn't for him last night going 7-12 from 3-point land, I wonder what that game could have looked like.
Yeah.
Because it was still a 25-point game to start off with.
So, anyway, that was it. And Panthers, I think, are stuck with the 3rd worst record in hockey right now. So it was a rough yesterday for
Thank
our
goodness
pro
for
teams.
The Canes.
Thank goodness for Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? For that comeback. And if you're wondering, Miami Hurricanes play noon on Friday against a 4-7 Pitt team.
It's just another one of the last game of the season before the ACC. Just get by.
It's going to be cold.
Yep.
It's going to be their first cold weather game.
Day
after a holiday, which probably not going to matter. I don't know. The coach will have it, but they'll have it as a team because they're going to have to travel.
Well, coach told us what the Thursday morning is normal for them, like a regular Thursday morning. And then in the afternoon, it turns into like a Friday for them where they travel. I'm sure they'll have some sort of dinner at the hotel, maybe some Boston Market turkey dinner or whatever. But then it's business, and it's an early start, a day early also, that noon game. just win by one at this point. Just get by, finish the undefeated season, get to that ACC championship. Don't give the voters and everyone a reason to move you down the poll because you didn't have a great start to a bad game and a bad team. Just get there. Just get to that game undefeated and just worry about it then. That's it.
I am, you know who I'm really curious about tomorrow night when these polls come out again? Wisconsin.
Do they move up a little bit? And does that hurt the Canes? I mean, that hurt the Canes, but did the Canes move down to 4 in that?
Well, Wisconsin, Alabama, Wisconsin, Miami are all undefeated.
Yeah.
We can talk about wins and
but there's a love affair with Clemson. You know that. They're just sitting there.
Well, people are stuck on the fact that Clemson didn't have their starting quarterback or he got knocked out early. Wasn't very good in the Syracuse game. And outside of that, they've been lights out. So, but that doesn't matter because Miami and Clemson will play.
That's it. You know, it's done. It's set.
They're going to play, and you'll find out. The question is, Miami, will they go into that game undefeated? And by the way, Clemson, just to be fair, Clemson's got South Carolina. I wonder if South Carolina can hang with them a little bit in a big rivalry game.
Rivalry games, you know, throw everything out the window in those rivalry games.
So that would be an interesting one. Hey, we're going to come back and jump on your phone calls. We haven't done that here. 954-305-567-0560. And you can always text us on the plumbers911.com text line at 56022. So we'll get everything fired up here. We'll get your thoughts on everything from the weekend. And real quickly, a big congratulations. We're in the middle of the high school football playoffs. One real special one this morning is Western High School had another comeback. Here's a team that we used to laugh about.
Absolutely.
It was terrible. They have now won, had a great comeback. They win 14-12 against Palm Beach Central. I think it's the best story by far going on in South Florida right now, what Western High School is doing. They've won two high school football playoff games. They haven't won two high school football playoff games in the last 50 years. So what they've done has been just unbelievable, the job that coaching staff and those players have done. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back and get to a lot more here in just a moment, get to your phone call. So hang in there and load it up if you want.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, everybody, take a deep breath, man. That's what I had to do. Didn't get a chance to feel the frustration in the booth yesterday, but I can tell you.
Probably better off.
When was the last time you heard of a Dolphin team with 5 turnovers? That's happened before. I know that's happened over the last decade of bad Dolphin football. But 17 penalties for 123 yards. Had one touchdown called back because of one of those penalties. And once again, 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 in good field position. And you can't get a first down. Can't get a yard.
Mm-mm.
We can talk about marks, and you think you got screwed on this call or that call. But when you make that many mistakes, nobody wants to hear about it. Anybody that bitched about officiating yesterday, they didn't have anything to do with those 5 turnovers, did they?
No.
I would come to that. No. They're lucky when you turn the ball over 5 times, you're lucky. Lucky, or playing a really bad team, that you still have a chance to win. And they had a chance to win. They tied the game up.
Tampa Bay tried to give them the
victory. They tried to, yep. And the defense goes, nah, we're going to let you go ahead. You go down the field and kick a field goal. That was frustrating.
It was ugly.
The Boo Birds were out and heavy at half, and they should have because that was pathetic. And it's not the first time they played pathetic football on offense against Tampa Bay.
You put yourself in a position with all those turnovers.
Is that the first time Tampa Bay has won a road game? They've been awful.
I mean, that is definitely possible.
We got a lot of calls coming in, and we've been all over the board between the really good on Saturday and the really bad from everybody professionally in this town yesterday. We go to, is this Daryl? Daryl, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's up?
I got two bones to pick with the officiating. We left a touchdown on the board. What they called the pass interference, offensive pass interference on the tight ends. That was total I don't know. That's like a made-up call. I never saw anything, even the announcers on TV, radio.
Right.
They didn't see anything. So that's points on the board. And then explain to me the rules on a safety, because that was a safety.
Yeah, I know. They reviewed it, and they stayed with it. I know there's a lot of frustration on those two calls, and that does. You lose a lot of points, and plus you get the ball back. So there, I understand that. But it's really hard for anybody for me to come in here this morning. When you turn it over five times and you still have 17 penalties, it's really hard for me to have sympathy for my team.
Yep. No, you can't. How? Pre-snap penalties and everything?
I appreciate somebody wants to come in and say, yeah, made the call. Yeah, I get it. Where was it? It's not the first time. But this is all part of losing football, man. What happens? And I'm sure they're going to call those plays in. I don't know if Coach Gase, they call them in. You can't talk about it or you get fined.
No, I'm sure they'll send it. I mean, listen, the video of the safety, I think that's kind of, we've all seen it.
But they reviewed it.
And that's what I don't understand. I don't understand it.
John, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
John, bud.
What's going on, John?
Man, the game was so great Saturday, man. Being there, man, going up to the Carolina up there watching the games, man. I'm just so proud of the way the games played, man, the Canes. And talked a little bit about the Dolphins. I was watching it yesterday, man. That was a safety, man. That was a bad call by the refs. I don't know what they saw, man. But I'm in the same boat with the Dolphins, man. My Cowboys suck too, Joe, man. The only thing I got good looking forward to is some Hurricanes, bro. Have a great day, Joe.
Okay, John just sounded sad.
He sounded a little bummed out.
Yeah.
Les, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. What's going on, Zaggy?
Hey, Laz. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, Joe. I find myself every Sunday morning or Monday night or Thursday night, whenever they play, debating whether I want to watch that fiasco. It just gets worse. They didn't want to win that game, Joe. You know, they did everything they could to hand it back to them. The penalties are embarrassing. And then the $10 million man rolls out there, and what does he do? He throws three picks. And even that last pick, Joe, where it came off the receiver's hands, threw that thing into coverage. There were more defenders around the ball than there were receivers. This guy's just
But he's got it. Listen, I know, and we could go and thanks, Lazmo. I get you can get on Jay Cutler for the interceptions and the one across his body, he knows throwing across. I think they teach quarterbacks when they're like, even guys with strong arms, don't throw the ball back across your body in the middle of the field. It's like, it's QB 101. A lot of guys get away with it. They all try it. It didn't work. But the one, there's no excuse. And for your first round pick, wide receiver, to drop that ball.
Yep, I agree.
He didn't get hit. It was tight coverage. Hit him right in the hands. You got to catch it. And the second one, you can go either way. He slips on that one, and Devontae Parker slips on that one. And, I mean, he's got to stay on his feet. Not to pick on Devontae and take, you know, blame Jay more than Devontae or Devontae more than Jay. I mean, those throws. But either way, I mean, we're sitting here, you and I are sitting here this morning, and we're watching Philadelphia and New England. All the plays they make.
Yep. It's
and you dump
crazy.
A pass, and Brady's getting pressure, dumps one to his running back, breaks a tackle, gets in the end zone, breaks two tackles, gets in the end zone. Blitz, they pick it up, throws to a wide open receiver on a stutter and go deep. Those things just aren't happening.
When are we going to stop making the excuses or have to make the excuses for these guys? That's the problem.
No.
I'm not saying us in general. I'm just saying for Devontae himself, like, he slipped, you know, he missed this one. Oh, well, he missed it. Joe, he's been a disappointment since day one. He can't get on the field. Then when he gets on the field, he has one good game that teases all of us. 7 catches, 100 yards, he gets that big touchdown. Then he goes 4 or 5 games, just gone. Not there at all.
Yeah.
On the field. Then he can't get healthy again, misses 2 games.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm not a draft expert. But this has just been a disappointment close to being a bust on Devontae Parker. I know that he was injured, so you have to kind of give him the credit for that.
I'm not going to call him a bust, but he has not lived up to what we thought. He's a good receiver, but
when he's on the field, maybe.
But the injuries that
he's healthy.
Can't control the injury bug. I always say, you know, that part. But when he's out there, I don't know. Part of it is I question whether we target him enough, we get him the football enough. And then like yesterday, But I just go back. This whole thing's got to be reevaluated. Can't get caught up in what round or what the relationship is. And we're going to have to go back when this year's over. And they got to go in. And whoever's favorite guys, whether it's Mike Tannenbaum or Adam Gase and everybody in between, is going to have to look in a mirror and not get wrapped up in, well, that's my guy. Sometimes your guy is not very good.
Yeah, how about guys that can play football at a high level?
And you know what? The draft guys, you got to hit big on drafts. And I've been saying that since we started. This thing's still built around the good old draft and guys developing into really good football players. And I'm not getting in Pro Bowl or not, just really good football players for your system. And if they don't, we're going to just keep talking about the same old topic. It's just
Seems like it's a 15-year-old topic, though, that we're talking about. Bad drafts.
There's two things we talk about. Where the Dolphins are, because here we are having one of those Dolphin seasons we've had recently.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, New England, as I'm eating my turkey, is about 200 games out in front of the rest of.
Yep. Again.
Looking at home field throughout the playoffs. And the
8-2.
And the rest of the teams are. They're literally going to have this thing wrapped up.
Another week or two.
This week.
Yeah, another week or two, they should.
Anyway, we got to go to a break. We got Hollywood's headlines. We got a lot of phone calls. We got Dave Wanstead talk some college and pro football with us in the 8 o'clock hour. So stay with us. We're going to be back for a whole lot more right when we come back here.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Wood, what do you got here on a Monday morning? You got any good news?
Yeah, Joe, we start with a package grabbing. It's always a good way to start.
Really?
Baker Mayfield's act on Saturday?
That's the first thing you got.
Yeah.
Did you catch what Baker Mayfield did?
I did not.
Against Kansas. Well, the Kansas captains refused to shake his hand.
Yeah, that was
before the game.
It was a little bush league by the guys.
Yeah, it was a little odd.
Yeah.
And so during the game, throughout the game, he proceeded to crap all over them and got into it with the fans as well, telling them they should stick to basketball because they're a one-win football team.
You know what?
And then he went with the signature move of yours, Joe, the package grabber.
Yep, yeah.
I would just say this because what's he apologized now after three or four games?
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't he just grow up a little bit? If we had other guys doing that, we'd be ripping him for some reason. What, he plays with more passion than anybody else.
Imagine if he was a quarterback for the Hurricanes.
I'm a little tired of his act.
Well, not only did he apologize during his press conference after the game, but he sent out a lengthy apology on Twitter as well. So he's getting good at the apology.
Yep.
Okay.
It's an art, though, isn't it, Joe, the apology?
I don't know. We've ripped a lot of guys in the past for things, and for some reason, this idiot gets a hall pass.
Every time.
Grow up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up a little bit, seriously. He's no more passionate than anybody else. He happens to be a really good quarterback. Act like it.
Any chance he's wearing a Dolphin uniform at some point?
I don't know. Right now, I my head's seriously. My head is all over the place with this Dolphin team on what you need to do. Today's probably not a good day because I might just fire half the guys on the team.
Well, they just imploded the Georgia Dome. Maybe they could do that here in Davie.
The Hard Rock's nice. Don't blame them.
No, not the stadium. I'm talking about the
what else
roster.
You got?
We'll do some more Dolphin stuff later on here in this show. Let's go to the Packers next. And Clinton Dix says Martellus Bennett quit on Green Bay. He said at the end of the day, you have to think of it as a business. Me personally, I thought he quit on us. I don't fault him, but I did think he quit on us. He let us down as a teammate.
I think that's kind of what everybody's been saying. He tried to call the doctor out, and all those guys called BS on it. And it's like, hey, if you get out of this and you quit, you can go back to New England and play.
Yeah, not a bad spot to land after you leave a team.
But he had three catches in the first game back with them last week.
Jordy Nelson was the first, I think, right after Martellus came out and said the whole doctor thing. I've been with the doctor for a long time.
I think Aaron Rodgers joined that club, too.
Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, man, this guy can say whatever he wants. Uh-huh. This is BS on the doctor.
Not a good rep to have in the NFL, right? being a quitter.
Now, if it had been my doctor, he could have said whatever he wanted. He'd been right on the money. What else?
Joe, you teased us early this morning. We have to get to this, though. The saga between Donald Trump and LeVar Ball is just awesome now. Of course, Donald Trump is claiming that he got the boys from UCLA out of jail in China. Now, Trump takes a Twitter. He says, now that the three basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son, and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. That is your president.
That wasn't a Saturday Night Live skit? That was real?
No, that is the real tweet from your president.
Wow. You should be playing circus music at this point.
You could not make this up either way.
I know. You're right.
First of all, the father comes out and LeVar says, what's the big deal with you shoplifting in China? Like, if that's the worst thing he does, like, dude, what don't you understand? Your kid could have done time.
Yeah. In a Chinese prison.
And then, like, I'm going, okay, that's pretty low, man. The guy did you a favor. The president even put in two good words with a guy that runs China is pretty good. And he turns around and like, the president doesn't have enough going on that he's got to take his shot and say, well, I wish those guys were all in prison. Like, really? Did you really say that back? Really?
Could LeVar Ball be the one that takes Trump down?
Those two should be working together.
Those two should fight in, like, one of those, like, celebrity boxing matches.
We're going to monitor this story very closely.
I was a little surprised after all three kids thanked the president for their help.
Yeah. That LeVar took a shot?
No.
What, you're surprised?
No, I'm surprised that the president, with everything going on, took a shot at a father that he knows is half wacky.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, he did.
Welcome to the world of social media, Joe.
Speaking of the circus, guys, this story I don't think got enough attention this morning. We got to touch on this Ray Malaluga thing and get to some of the details here. Now, Malaluga was confronted by an employee at Club 11, which is a 24-hour nightclub in Miami. It's right across the street from Space over there by the arena.
24-hour nightclub.
Wait a second. There's a 24-hour nightclub?
Yes, there is.
Wow.
Oh, God, I'm glad I'm not...
I'm glad
too. This is not in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Now, oh, God, I'd have been dead. I'd have never had a family. I'd be dead.
Where's Joe? I don't know. Check that 24-hour club.
So you'll be able to tell by the time.
You got a 24-hour license to drink for 24 straight.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of drinking.
And he was confronted about his $40 outstanding tab.
You said 400 or 40?
40. Mm. 40.
Oh, that's so great.
I don't know if he got a couple of beers or a dance or whatever he did.
Dance.
But he got confronted at 8:20 a.m.
That's way past Coach Shula's 11 o'clock curfew.
Now, 8:20 in the morning? He got upset. He refused to pay. And the employee claims he asked him to pay again. Ray proceeded to grab him by the throat and shove him.
Mm, that'll do it.
I wish he would have shoved more people when he's playing middle linebacker. Maybe they wouldn't run all over us the way they did a couple weeks ago.
He was shoving stuff, but it looked like he shoved stuff down his mouth.
This may be the saddest part of this entire ridiculous story. Ray was booked at just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was booked on his arrest report. He was 6'2", was his height.
Yeah.
350 pounds was his weight.
Come on.
I think they...
6'2", 350.
Yeah, they missed on that a little bit. But he is a big guy. By the way, he's going to have a lot of time now because his NFL career is officially over.
Yep.
He can eat all he wants now.
Well, he can stay at that club all night long.
Enough. He can actually get to that weight if he wants to now.
Oh, it's not going to take him a long time. Remember what happened when they first signed him? They put him on the weight program for about a month before he actually could play.
That's right.
One more quickie in honor of Jeffrey Loria. A rare Da Vinci painting was sold over the weekend. It was the most expensive painting ever sold. Went for $450.3 million at Christie's in New York.
Yeah.
You think Jeff was at the auction?
He'd never pay that much for anything.
No. Not after what he just cashed in on. He's got to sit on that money for a little while.
There's fewer than 20 authenticated works by Da Vinci in existence. Wow. So this is quite a rare piece.
I think Jeff's got any of them?
Loria could afford it.
Now he can, sure.
He ain't paying that. He wouldn't pay that.
That would be a perfect way to spit in the face of Dade County.
He did get enough money down here, though.
Wouldn't that be the perfect way to spit in the face of Dade County? Hey, thanks for all that cash. Look at this painting I bought.
I think they still got a little fight going on. Lawyers for Jeffrey Loria, along with the city and county, trying to figure out the mayor's trying to get some money out of him still from the original
deal. How much money are you going to get out of this guy? Just let him leave town.
They get 30 or 40 million. Take it in a heartbeat.
I think Jeff right now would shoot that check right down. Here you go.
I'm glad he's gone, and I hope he never comes back.
Well, suing the guy. He's going to have to stay
here. Even if he comes to see David Sampson's kids, his grandkids, even hopefully they'll meet somewhere in France And maybe David Sampson will fall in love with France and he'll move there. That'd be a nice combination.
Can't you have like a co-ambassador?
Since we're dogpiling on, we just might as well just load it up here.
He could be
this
his assistant again. I'm sure if you're the ambassador to a nation, you need an assistant.
Did he take that job or no? I think he made so much money, he said, hey Donald, I don't need this thing. I'm going wherever I want. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dave Wannstedt's going to join us. It just got ugly in here.
An art story. I'm like, this will get him going.
Yeah. Between that and the...
Is that all you try to do instead of get stories? You just try to get me going in the morning.
I guess.
You won the war, by the way. I mean, they won a lot of battles, but you won the war.
I outlasted them.
You did.
You did.
Everyone at the Marlins.
You know what's funny? I didn't know if I said that publicly, but I said it privately to you guys. My only goal in life is to be on the radio longer than Lori and Samson are with the Marlins. One got fired, and the other stole hundreds of millions of dollars, and I outlasted both those bastards.
Listen.
That's all I cared about. I lasted longer than both those bastards.
Joe, Lori won.
So kiss my ass every day.
Joe, Lori won. He got a billion. No, he got a billion.
Your path of destruction hit a lot of offices over there, too.
By the way.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
that flamethrower went right through the building.
Those were all self-inflicted to those guys.
Yeah.
A little late to ask me out for a beer. Hey, a little late to try to patch things up. Apparently word got to the new ownership. Hey, right now, you guys are bad. I don't wish that stuff on anybody.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.